stand by. Good day, and welcome to the IBM TivoliTalk How to Prospect and Build a Stronger Pipeline for TPC Suite conference call. As a reminder, today's call is being recorded. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Brocheck. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Andrea. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to today's call. First, I want to apologize for the slight delay. There was an error in the invite. We had the wrong call-in number. So let me give everyone on the line right now the correct call-in number, and if you could, if you have teammates trying to dial in, maybe you can pass it on to them. The correct call-in number is 888-422-0049. 888-422-0049. Passcode is the same passcode. So once again, good afternoon. Welcome to today's call, How to Prospect and Build a Stronger Pipeline for the TPC Suite. Well, this call is the first of several storage prospecting calls that we have in plan for this year for the Americas sales team. The target audience for these calls include the Tivoli storage sellers, our STG storage sellers, and, of course, our business partners. The goal of these calls are really to provide you with sales and prospecting best practices around our solution set, as well as letting you know what the resources are available to you to be successful this year. Now, if you go to the presentation and to the second chart, the agenda, let me quickly run through it. First, we're going to spend some time talking about how to position and sell the TPC solutions, what the customer pain points are, the IBM strategy, the System Storage Productivity Center, the TPC upsell, sales play, and pre-approved special bid, how to identify opportunities and handle customer objections, and then, of course, what resources are available to you and when you can leverage them. Now, to take us through the presentation today, we have our esteemed Southeast Storage Sales Leader, Mary Ellen Wetzler-Barr. Mary Ellen?
Thanks, Ron. I appreciate that. So I want to thank everybody for their patience as we work through the number issues today and also taking time out on your Friday afternoon, because I know everybody's had a tough long week to attend this call. As Ron mentioned, this is going to be the first of many series in which we are looking to try to help everybody out there to establish and position the value around our solutions and how to better prospect and potentially handle objections as you're going forward with your variety of customers and opportunities. So if everybody could take the time real quick to move to the next slide after the agenda. We had a big announcement in which we have a great opportunity to leverage the SSPC upsell sales play here, and so this is a perfect time to learn how to position the TPC suite. The problem that customers are dealing with, which I'm sure you're all hearing, is data continues to grow, and it continues to be a struggle as the storage infrastructure continues to grow along with it and how to monitor and manage that. So customers continue to be challenged in regards of being able to predict what is coming down, how to support the business requirements that are the demands of their end users that place on the IT infrastructure, and most importantly, delivering really a 24/7 environment, while at the same time doing this where you have little to no additional headcount. Your capital resources are contained, and obviously our customers continuously get beat up in regards of trying to reduce the budget and still do more with less. So the TPC offering and the suite of products that we have within it are absolutely an incredible opportunity for us to start talking to our customers in a variety of approaches. That's the beauty of this entire suite, is that If it doesn't work in one angle, you always have a different opportunity to approach your customers. So if you move on to the next slide, let's just kind of recap what's going on in the industry. The data growth, that continues, and what is really happening in our customers is that they tend to find themselves in a reactive mode rather than a proactive mode. In other words, a lot of us have heard this statistic that was developed or researched by IDC, and that 80% of the problems that are identified are actually identified by end users versus the IT staff that is actually managing the infrastructure. So that doesn't make them look good, and it also puts them into kind of putting out the fires versus being proactive in their measures. They also have challenges in regards of analysis of how they handle these problems, how they're solving that, how they're going to ensure the business, the problem's not going to happen again, or what they can do to prevent the problems happening in the future. How to monitor, how to ensure the business that they're able to meet the SLAs that they are required to meet, how they can accurately predict the future requirements around storage growth and the appropriate Tier 1 versus Tier 2 versus Tier 3 storage infrastructure. So a lot of challenges, and they need to find a way to do things better. A lot of times customers are managing and monitoring an infrastructure by React mode using Excel spreadsheets, trying to manage with the multiple interfaces into the different storage subsystems. So at the end of the day, you have your storage administrators running around trying to remember the commands of what to do what in what box and, you know, how to ensure to the business that there won't be any performance degradation as new applications come on board, how to best handle server consolidation requirements, and how best to support all the different new projects and initiatives. So they want to find a way to simplify this. They want a better way to become more proactive in their measures versus reactive. So moving along to slide 5, this is really what customers are asking. And this is the beauty and the simplification of the TPC suite. If you talk to your customers around 3 basic concepts of what TPC can provide to them, they're going to start opening up, talking to you about their problems, and listening to what we could offer. The first thing is the visibility. The visibility of what's happening in their storage infrastructure, in the fabric network, et cetera, which allows them to get into better control. The other nice thing about our solution is that when we tie this with our other Tivoli products in our portfolio, we can start talking to our customers in a bigger visibility picture. You know, a lot of times our competitors, such as EMC, will walk in and tell them how well they can manage the EMC infrastructure. What we can tell customers, we can manage and monitor from the application level all the way down to your storage infrastructure. That's what we can deliver. We can help you correlate so you get better visibility. And customers like to hear this because at the end of the day, it's about their end customers and about their business. And having more visibility into the infrastructure and having a bigger path from end to end, they want to talk to us. So once they have that visibility, you can start talking to them about the control. Wouldn't it be nice to know what's coming down? Forecasting your utilization so you know how much storage is required, especially when budget times come around. Wouldn't you like to know about a problem that is ready to happen versus reacting to once it already happens? So you have the visibility. Now we're going to give you the control so you can start seeing who are the customers that are using this kind of capacity. How can we drive to better utilize our resources that we already have invested? How about the capital expenditures already on our books that we have to manage and bring the best return to our business? So you start talking about visibility, you move to control, and then ultimately you start talking about the automation aspects. Let us help you to bring in technology that you not only exploit, but it enables your business to be more efficient. Let us help you move from the time it takes to plan and to actually implement new storage into your infrastructure. Let's help you automate the provisioning aspects of the storage infrastructure. Wouldn't it be nice if we could identify the files that are out there that have been out there for a long period of time and let the integration with our Tivoli Storage Management solution take action on behalf? This is going to allow you to leverage your resources where you could complement maybe lower skilled set people doing the day-to-day type tasks with the help of this technology and allow your high-paying, very talented skilled staff focusing on new projects, looking at the architecture and building the vision and the storage infrastructure that you need in the long term. So really it's that story about visibility, control, and automation that we're talking to our customers about. And you don't even need to start with talking about, hey, let me tell you about TPC for data and the features and functions, but more importantly, let me tell you how you can go from an effective to a more efficient organization. So the next slide is really if the people who've worked with me in the Southeast and they've seen me present to customers or as I work directly with sellers, you know my pitch here about the car dashboard. You know, this is a really easy opening statement as you're talking to executive teams. Do you drive a car? Do you have the speedometer and the information on the dashboard that's telling you when you're going to be running out of gas, how fast you're going? What would you do without that dashboard? How would you know when you need to get more gas? Do you want to be stuck on some major interstate out of gas? That would not be a good scene. So when you start bringing an analogy, such as the car dashboard, to your customers, they can start looking at this as to the value of, well, yeah, that'd be really silly to be buying a car without having any of the control or any of the information that we need in order to ensure we maintain our car appropriately and we know how much fuel we have and we know the next time that we have to have a maintenance check, etc. That's the concept of the dashboard, and that is truly what the TPC suite brings to our customers. It is truly that concept of visibility, getting in control, and then ultimately delivering the automation. So having all this information in one place is also very critical. It would be really awful if we're driving down the road and we have to change out our dashboard so we can figure out how much gas we have versus how fast we're driving down the road. So having that whole concept in one place is an incredible story that we can deliver to our customers. So moving to the next slide, TPC is a modular approach. This is not an all or nothing. What this means is you have a lot of opportunity of going in with low-hanging fruit, or you have the ability to position the entire suite and getting the customers to see the true value, okay? This also allows you, when you're talking to a customer, to tell them, we can come in and solve some immediate problems for you, and then build a phased approach in which we can take you to the bigger picture. So why don't we talk what's best for your organization? So there's four pieces to this approach. What I suggest is you talk to your customers if you are selling the entire suite, okay? When it comes to actually digging in deep and figuring out where you're going to actually sell or what you're going to sell, that will come with time. But talk about the concepts of the product as if it is one entire product that you are delivering. And the first piece is around the data concept, right? Looking at the ability to determine if you have old files out there, orphaned files, things that you want to do maybe with archival projects, if you have ILM, information lifecycle management solutions, content management, all kinds of different ways to angle this. Getting an understanding of how much you have out there from a data and database aspect and how we can monitor and move that data through its life cycle and help the customer drive better utilization, right? Understanding what we have out there, what's been allocated, what isn't being used. The second piece is around the fabric. Let's look at bottlenecks. Let's help our customers understand that maybe backups are not, you know, happening in the appropriate time, and there could be a variety of reasons. But sometimes the fabric is a bottleneck to an organization. So we complement the element managers that are built within the fabric, within the switch providers suite, in which we can provide a lot of insight and understand the connectivity of what's happening in this infrastructure, okay? Then you have the disk component. What is happening on IO's performance? How can we ensure that the applications that are out there have the right storage assigned, that we're meeting the SLAs out there. How about measuring by thresholds, being able to set the high and low water marks, and looking at the infrastructure of these, of the variety of tiers, right? Tier level 1, 2, and 3, and being able to help our customers see that sometimes your end users are always going to ask for tier 1, but the performance from historical perspective shows that tier 2 type disc might be appropriate. And then the last piece of the suite is the replication. Let us come in and help remove the human error that can occur in setting up replication sessions. Help us monitor the replication and understand when a link goes down. Don't you want to be alerted when a replication does not occur? Let us monitor that for you. So once again, you can see everything I've talked about goes back to the basic concepts of visibility, control, and automation. And you don't have to lead with saying, let me talk about the features and functions of each of these components, but you start talking about from a holistic view how we can help them get better control. So moving on to the next slide. This is where we have bragging rights. And we're not using our bragging rights, which we need to. Last year, Gartner released an incredible report, and thankfully for IBM, in one of the first times in my history, I've seen Gartner actually do something that's extremely positive for us in supporting our vision of where we are taking the solution for our customers. And they ranked us as, number one in storage resource management. We have been identified as leaders in this market. We should be telling every one of our customers and every one of our prospects, and we should be bringing this home as if you are a child running home with your report card where you've gotten straight A's. You should lead with this. You should be telling your customers, have you been hearing what the analysts are telling everybody out there as to where and what we can deliver from a end-to-end storage management solution to you? Because if you haven't heard it, we need to take a few minutes, and let me demonstrate and let me show you what this report has to say. We are the visionaries, and we are also executing on that vision. So once again, I'd ask you, if you don't have this information, to reach out to your storage software leaders in each of the geographies. Make sure you have this information, because it is a great way to lead, okay? Moving to the next slide, the value. I've worked with a lot of sellers. I've talked with a lot of customers, and conversations can quickly fall down into a product feature function conversation. We have a lot of comfort zone selling in that way. It's a comfortable zone because obviously we're very proud of our product and it offers a lot of features. I mean, 350 plus reports out of the box, right? Built on best practices, so it's real nice to start talking about that. But you got to take this to a business aspect. You have to be talking to your customers as to how this product or this solution can help drive efficiencies, cost savings, how we can deliver value in regards of how maybe their storage administrators are doing their job today better tomorrow. So I was actually with an executive team yesterday, and I was presenting our suite as well as several of our other products, and the CIO started talking to me about, well, how much is disk today, and what is the terabyte cost? Now, it would have been really easy for me to answer how much he pays by terabyte for disk. But rather than that, I challenged him. I said, well, are we just talking about the disk that you're purchasing? Are we talking about what it takes to manage that disk, how much your time, your people are associated with carving out the LUNs and provisioning and moving data around? So let's clarify this. When you're talking about the cost aspects, what are we talking about? Well, he had to stop and think about that for a minute. And, you know, I was thankful because I had his whole storage team there in the room, and he turned around and he said, well, tell me, what does it take to provision something? And the gentleman said, it takes me a day alone to plan out what it would take to provision this lawn, and then possibly another day to get it done. So at least two full days. And the CIO looked at me and I said, that's what we're talking about. This is not just about a disc purchase, especially if you are bringing in technology like virtualization, which we've, you know, as we all know, we're claiming we're commoditizing disc. The picture is much broader than this. So you have to start explaining to them the different areas in which you could possibly help them. If you can reduce any type of planned downtime, what does it cost them? Every time they have to take an application down, or they run out of space and an application goes down without, you know, them being aware of it, what is it costing the business? And now you're starting to get some basic information that's going to help you build this ROI model in which when we deliver our proposal, we should also be delivering an executive summary that highlights where we are going to bring the value to their organization so we don't get into just a pricing discussion on the software product. So moving to slide 10, the revenue opportunity. This is a growing market. This is an area in which there is a ton of opportunities in which customers are looking to do something about. They have a problem and they need to solve it. And Gartner has identified that this is a market that you should be spending time on. So I encourage, if you have not started really going back and looking at the variety of the product suite and how to position, I'm thankful that you're on this call and that you want to learn about this, because this is, as salespeople, we want to make money. We are working so we can earn our commissions, and we can definitely enjoy the new boat, the new beach house, whatever it might be. And this is an area in which I would say has low-hanging fruit and opportunity for us. We have a customer base alone that we can start attacking and going after this low-hanging fruit. Last quarter, we announced that the DS-8000, any new DS-8000, was going to be shipped with what we call the System Storage Productivity Center, the SSPC, which is the universal remote, right, to manage all of IBM storage products. That is incorporated with TPC Basic Edition. So right off the bat, we have an opportunity to go after all the existing SSPC customers as well as any new customers looking to buy DS-8000, as well as starting in June, we have the same mandatory requirement in which the SSPC is going to be shipped. So we have an opportunity right off the bat, and if you've sold a customer DS-8000 last quarter at the end of the year in Q4 of 2007, you have customers you sold in Q1, or you have existing customers, now's the time to start upselling the SSPC suite. We have the opportunity to start talking to all of our existing customers, DS-4000, DS-6000, the ES-S800, the old Shark, the existing SVC customers. So go back, start looking where you've already sold all these products, and let's start positioning how can you go in and start bringing in the TPC discussion. So there's the low-hanging fruit, an easy way to start prospecting and start building a prospect list. Moving to the next slide, what I want to do is make sure we're clear and everybody understands. Sometimes people are new to the storage family and would like to understand the different components and the packaging and how they're all bundled. So I just want to review real quick. So Total Storage Productivity Center Basic Edition is what is included with the System Storage Productivity Center. Consider that the appliance in which we have the server with this TPC Basic Edition software shipped to the customers, which is known as SSPC. We then have the individual products that I talked about, the TPC for disk, data, fabric, and replication. You can sell each of these products individually, or you can go forward and sell what is known as the TPC Standard Edition Suite, which incorporates the disk, the data, and fabric pieces all into one product. This is a very big cost savings for a customer. A lot of times when I'm selling and talking to customers, I will purposely break out all the components and say, well, if we start with this and then go to this, this is what your end price tag would be. Versus, let's look at the entire suite and look at what you can gain just buying it as one integrated package today. TPC for Replication is a standalone product. It is not a prerequisite in regards to the other products. Do not have to be in the environment. TPC for Replication supports both the open systems and the mainframe. I want to highlight this because I've worked with a lot of sellers, and when they're talking to me, you know, TPC suite, the traditional suite, the standard edition, is positioned well for our open systems. TPC for Replication monitors and manages both mainframe and open systems. The product itself can reside on either the mainframe or an open system server. Okay, so in case you are not aware of that, that opens the door for all your existing customers that are currently replicating, leveraging, you know, a lot of mainframe customers out there that are not aware of this capability and a solution that we can deliver. Okay? Moving to the next slide. I incorporated this slide, so in case anybody hasn't seen it, the System Storage Productivity Center, as I said, consider it the appliance. Consider it the universal remote. I talk to a lot of people, and they say, well, what do you mean by that? And I said, well, when you think about when you put in surround sound system and at the end of the day, you end up having at least three remotes, and you have no idea which remote even turns the stupid TV on, right? At least as a woman, I can say this. So we want to simplify that. We want this universal remote for our customers, and that is what we are driving to, and that is what we are delivering. And this is a great opportunity in which IBM Corporation has allowed us to do the seed and grow of our product suite. So if you're a software seller and you don't know your hardware seller, now is the time to pick up the phone, get to know them extremely well. If you are a hardware seller and, you know, that's your comfort zone, I'd ask you to reach out and understand the value of what we can bring to your hardware solution when we bring in the entire TPC suite. So with SSPC, as I said, it incorporates a server piece along with the TPC Basic Edition. This is a mandatory for DS8000 customers, new DS8000 customers. We put this in effect last Q4 of 2007, and this will be a mandatory with fan volume controller customers, okay? This is mandatory for customers who are not existing TPC customers. Let me make sure you understand that. Once again, if they are an existing TPC customer, we don't have to worry about this component. The next slide. I have found over time working with the seller community that a lot of times we may oversell what SSPC can bring or TPC Basic Edition brings to our customers. So this is a very nice slide for you to just review and get comfortable with understanding that the standard edition brings much more capabilities and functionality to the customers. TPC Basic Edition, you should really look at it as kind of the seed and grow. We're doing the basics in regards of understanding connectivity, giving the topology view, and leaving it kind of in the basic format. The Standard Edition is really taking the customer to the next level. This is where you're driving the performance levels. If any of you have ever had the pleasure of dealing with customers in crit-sit situations, this product, TPC Standard Edition, can help solve your problems and get you out of that. If you have SVC customers and they're asking, how do I know when to grow and add additional engines into my environment? They need this visibility. They need something far greater than what TPC Basic Edition can bring them to. So moving to the next chart, great opportunity. This is your upgrade path, okay? Go after it in a variety of ways. You can take an existing SSPC customer and you upsell them. You upsell them to at minimum TPC for disk. Okay? At least bring the information they need for performance metrics and insight so they can better manage and ensure they're meeting their business requirements. Okay? This will allow us to have higher customer satisfaction for our own storage hardware and SAN volume controller customers. You do not need to stop there. Personally, I think you take it to the next level and you start with the TPC Standard Edition Suite, and then you can always back out down to the TPC disk, okay? You can also take it to the next level and start incorporating the concepts around provisioning manager, taking it to the next level where it's truly taking the connection as we relate to our TATM suite. There is a lot of work being done in bringing in end-to-end visibility to our customers. So you can tell a story from a very tactical approach to a very strategic approach. Depending on the size of your customer, the position you're in with the customer, there's a lot of different avenues to start thinking about and correlating to. So the upgrade path is there. Moving to the next slide, we have the sales play in place this quarter that is going to give you an incredible opportunity. You can take existing SSPC customers or new SSPC customers who are looking at maybe the DS8000 today and upgrade them to the TPC Standard Edition, leveraging the special bid process, giving them up to a 70% discount level. I just did some work with a customer in which they were looking at the TPC Disk Suite. They really want Standard Edition. I showed them with minimum amount of money, they can get that full functionality if they commit to it this quarter. That definitely brought them into the fold. So this is a play that has been, thank you, Ron Brochek, thank you, John Miller, for doing all this hard work, and John Foley. This is an incredible opportunity for us. This is only available this quarter. So now is the time. Now is the time to start talking to your customers, ensuring they're aware of this. You know, as a business partner, reach out to IBM because we have to work through all of this directly. But this is an incredible opportunity that we should be working jointly with and taking advantage of. So moving to the next slide. This is kind of the heart of the focus I want with this presentation, is that there is no right way in regards of talking to your customers. There are a variety of approaches in which you can identify an opportunity and start talking to a customer. You can angle it saying, okay, we've just seen that you had performance degradation, or you've just had a crit-sit situation with your disk, or you're having some bottleneck issues with your network, et cetera. You can start talking to them at a low level, just talking about TPC disk capabilities, or you can take it from a data aspect. If a customer's trying to get in control, trying to reduce and manage how they place their data on a tiered infrastructure, how to get insight as to who might be good candidates for the right type of storage, you want to be able to take a conversation, if you get shut down in one area, to move it to the next. So, you know, I have a lot of times a customer where they'll be talking to me about performance and intermix it kind of with their utilization issues. So I start kind of digging around a little bit, and we cover the performance and what we can deliver and what we can monitor and how I can, you know, provide thresholds to allow their admins to be a little bit more proactive. Then I start asking them about, you know, the trending and how they know what, you know, is over-allocated, who their biggest users are, how do they know what's going on in the environment. And pretty soon we're starting to talk about the data aspect of the product without the customer realizing that I am leading them down that path. Sometimes they'll shut me down, say, no, this is just the most critical piece right now for us. That's fine. at least it's an entry level, and then I have an opportunity to upsell them in the future. So let's talk about the qualifying questions and how you can start uncovering opportunities. There's actually the next two slides. What I did is I broke this out in the format that I talked to you about. I said there's a variety of ways of talking to customers about visibility, control, and automation. So if you know your customer has cost problems, they're being beaten up, and they have to find a way to reduce costs, and if you can bring a solution forward that demonstrates to the business that we can drive costs out of their business, you want to start asking them the questions that I have outlined under costs. You want to start asking them, how many people does it take to manage the resource, the storage infrastructure? What is the opportunity that they're going to get additional headcount? What if you can demonstrate to them that they can grow at the rate they're growing but keep the labor at the rates they're at? Start asking them about utilization. In my meeting yesterday, the CIO became aware for the first time that although they may be buying 5 terabytes of disk at any given time, the way they have to carve out the LUNs and do certain things, he's losing on average anywhere from 10 to 15% of his storage that he just purchased. Because, you know, this went in combination of a virtualization story. But he started realizing that a product like TPC can help identify what's allocated and what's being used, et cetera. And he can see if his assets that he has on the books are being leveraged. So those are cost positioning. You want to be able to say how much time and how many different interfaces, how many different places do your users, your storage administrators need to go to in regards of understanding things like flash copy versus BCVs versus SRDF versus global mirroring, et cetera. How many tools do they have to know? Wouldn't it simplify it if we can take this and have some one tool collecting all the information in one repository in which they manage this complete infrastructure? It doesn't matter if it's a heterogeneous environment or if it's an all IBM environment. We can help you. So that's one aspect. You can look at it from a visibility perspective. This is where a lot of times I ask a customer, how do you approach budget season? And how do you know how much storage you're going to need? And how can you assure that the performance metrics of what the end user is asking that that application needs is really the right type of storage? Well, that starts coming up with some interesting conversation with the customer, and they'll start telling me a few things. And then I'll start asking them, well, okay, so you have all of this on a spreadsheet. How do you know it's accurate, and how do you know it's up to date? And every time a change occurs in your environment, how are you assured that the change is being made to that spreadsheet? Do you feel comfortable that you truly have that visibility? And then they start asking me a little bit more questions. Well, what do you mean? How else could we do this? Then I start explaining the difference of what is delivered possibly from a element manager or maybe like the DS4000 storage manager and some of the capabilities of what's provided there versus what we can do with TPC. So you can, it depends if customers feel they don't have visibility and they tend to be in react mode, start angling into that, okay? Control is a great opportunity. Moving to the next slide, now you start asking questions about in regards of your help desk and tickets that are coming in, how many times have your storage administrators been able to proactively manage that, or are they reacting to that? How much downtime have you had associated to potentially outages because you ran out of space? How about the analysis? Can you show me and demonstrate to me that you have been able to see the type of application that you've brought on board and the performance metrics that it needs and that you're ensuring that it's being met? Do you feel that your user community is constantly blaming you, that performance is an issue because you brought in a new sand fabric, and that is the reason now that they have a problem, versus potentially the tuning of the application itself? Or do you feel that when you had a problem and then you had to go forward with a SWAT team and everybody came into a room, everybody was in protect mode with their own set of statistics and their own set of information to do this analysis work? Or did you work collectively as a team in which everybody could work off the same set of information and you could demonstrate where that problem occurred? So that's the control aspect. And then the automation. Too many times we are not asking customers, tell me the process it takes in regards to additional storage. When a DBA or somebody calls in and they say they need more storage, how do you go about that? How are you assuring the business you're even giving the right? How do you know it should be Tier 1 versus Tier 2? How much time does it take to plan? How much time does it take to do a technology refresh and do migration efforts? And how do you plan for that? Or how do you add additional? Does it take days, hours, weeks, months to do this? A lot of times we forget to ask some of the basic questions and understand the processes, if they even have a process, and how many people touch that. How many emails does it take? How many phone calls does it take to do your provisioning? So, if you are a Tivoli Enterprise, investment rep, general business rep, and you sell the entire Tivoli portfolio, and you're talking to customers about TATM or Tivoli Provisioning Manager, you should be talking to them about how TPC can fit into this story. And this will give you a leg up on your competitors, especially if you're working against somebody like HP and they acquired Mercury and they have the AppIQ solution. You can deliver a better solution. And you can demonstrate to your customers how we are giving them that higher visibility and bringing in the automation, building in workflows for them, et cetera. So the last two slides that I talked about is just to give you an idea of how you can demonstrate of walking in and talking to your customers from a different and a variety of angles. The next slide is objection handling. And I'll tell you, it's relatively simple. Customers today a lot of times think what they get today with their element managers or possibly with the DS 3000, 4000 storage manager, that it is cutting and doing the job, doing the work that needs to be done. But if you're doing your job and you're talking to the higher levels and you can demonstrate that, no, it is not enough, that is the first place you need to start. A lot of times customers are objecting because they feel potentially that they already have a basic rudimentary tool that's doing the work for them. You need to tell them and challenge them and demonstrate the differences of what they can gain as they upgrade or they move through the solution, okay? The second place is always around price. I mean, it comes down to the price tag is too high. So a lot of times I'll ask, well, have we demonstrated the value to the customer? Have we leveraged the Alinean ROI tool and shown them the cost savings and that the savings alone will buy this product? A lot of times we haven't done that. And let me tell you, this quarter with the Q2, SSPC to TPC upsell play, cost shouldn't even be a factor. We've just practically given the product away. So that is probably the second place. I'd also say that the third place today that you have to really dig into is how and what reports they need to drive their business, and more importantly, the reports of what they're not getting in order to support their business. Excel spreadsheets dominate in this market, okay? And, Excel does a great job. I mean, I know I use it, and I do slice and dice, and I do my own analysis using Excel, but to run a business, it's going to take a lot more. So you need to be able to demonstrate what they're going to get when you have real-time accurate information that we can collect in a single repository, build the historical information that allows them to see the future, you've moved the play into a proactive situation. So using the ROI tool, selling and understanding the business pain points so we can tell them exactly how we're solving that, showing them and demonstrating that the tools they have today, either they have too many tools. That's what I did once. I was able to demonstrate that a customer took them 13 different places between different interfaces, Excel spreadsheets, different places they stored the information, how much work it took. You can start overcoming that. So moving right along, I know we started our call a little late. I want to make sure we get done with this here on time. The next chart is an information chart. And this is for you not to understand all the features and functions of our competition, but this is a really nice chart because it shows the virtualization as well as what I would call the TPC competitors all in one chart, okay? EMC is a competitor, HP, Hitachi, Network Appliance bought Onero, and that's going to be a hot and heavy competitor to us. We've got Symantec, which is everybody knows as Veritas, and Sun. All of them have an opportunity to compete against us, okay? So a lot of times the vendor that's on the floor is the vendor where, you know, they probably got first entry into their opportunity to sell their product. I challenge us to go after every one of our customers and then start tackling our competitive accounts, okay? So the next slide, ensure your success. I want to highlight a few bullets here, okay? With the TPC product, guys, you know, with our latest release and so forth, this product has truly stabilized. We've come a long way. This is a maturing market. You know, we are dependent on open standards. But if you do the right things up front, you can have happy customers. And we can do the right thing for our customers. So to be successful, try to challenge yourself to get out of the product discussion and start selling the value. Start understanding the pain points and demonstrating how we can solve those problems. Leverage the Alinean ROI tool. The storage team has a great advantage. We have a dedicated individual who is there to help us anytime. I'm telling you, this guy works 24/7. He is the most energetic individual that I know, the most responsive individual, and he can move on the fly. He has done it with me time and time again. Let's leverage him and this ROI tool and start building the ROI story to our customers.
Mary
that
Ellen,
is going, uh-huh.
Did you mention his name?
No, John Eller. I was trying to keep him a secret just so I could keep using him, Ron. John Eller, and once again, guys, don't hesitate to reach out to your storage software leaders either, you know, to get hold of him. You know, we are also here to help you sell this value proposition. I don't want to put all the work on John, but he is an incredible individual, and I can't say enough positive words about him. So use it. I have yet to find a time when it did not work. The second is, try not to set yourself up in selling proof of concepts to a customer and leverage the labs that we have, the tech centers that are in place, the ability to demonstrate over the internet. Your technical folks, your team are trained. They can demonstrate this product. You can be at a customer site. As long as we have internet connection, we can demonstrate what the solution can deliver. It gets us out of the proof of concept. This will shorten your sales cycle. It also mitigates risk, right? We want to win. Let's use it. We have a lot of TPC workshops going on now, okay? Utilize those TPC workshops as well. Include services in all your proposals. I cannot stress this enough. Our job is to also have happy customers. The way you ensure happy customers is leveraging the services team. As a business partner, I know you can deliver services and help deploy this product if you need. We have the Tivoli Lab services. Our IBM GTS team is trained on this. It is worth cutting a few points off your software and incorporating services and give a customer a bottom line dollar. Don't even tell them you've got services in there. Just include it. Keep it mandatory. Make it a mandatory line item in your proposals. You will then have a successful deployment. Leverage and use the solution assurance reviews, guys. We have this in place. It's mandatory with TPC. This is how we can find out if we have a potential conflict, any interoperability problems, anything that we could see as a problem comes out when you do a solutions assurance review. Take these seriously and do them. And then the last piece is, when needed, we have an incredible team, the TPC SWAT team, in place that can help us in pre-sales engagements. Let's say we've got no choice but potentially go into a proof of concept, whatever it might be. These folks are incredible, and they are able to help get into product development if we need product development. They're able to reach out into our level support folks, et cetera, and help monitor and manage and help us as a sales team, you know, with feet on the street, to turn a customer situation into a positive situation. So I've leveraged them several times. I encourage you, when we need them, let's use them. I say if we include services in our proposal, we're soon to make them no longer have a job, but don't tell them that, okay? So those are different areas that you need to focus on to ensure success, okay? The last slide here is, who can you reach out to? We are here to truly help and be engaged in your opportunities, okay? There is a storage software leader in each of the geographies. I'm telling you, I know myself, John Miller, Ron Brochek also, they have never turned away a call, an email, or anything else. I don't know how they do it, okay? They work around the clock. So we are here to help you. If you are struggling in an account, if you need strategy, if you want to leverage the ROI tool, whatever it is, pick up the phone. Give us a call. That is what we are here. We are here to ensure that you are successful as a sales team. So with that, I am hoping that it's exactly 4 o'clock, even though we missed a few moments there at the beginning. I wanted to make sure that you guys get excited and pumped about this. This is by far an incredible bragging right for IBM. Let's go sell it. And with that, I don't know, Ron, do we want to open up for any questions or anything?
Yes, Mary Ellen, let's do that. Yeah. Andrea, can you open up the lines for questions?
I sure can. And at this time, if you would like to ask a question, that is star 1. If you are on a speakerphone, please depress your mute function or pick up your handset so your signal will reach our equipment. Once again, that is star 1. And it appears we have no questions today.
Okay.
Oh, I do apologize. Mr. Holtz just queued. Mr. Holtz, your line is open.
Hi. Is there any future plans to integrate SSPC into the DS4000 line?
Yes. So the long-term strategy, actually, over the next year or so, is to start incorporating other IBM disk subsystems as part of the supported by the SSPC. So there are roadmaps in place. I don't know, John, the exact timing of that. But rest assured, you know, the 4000, SVC, you know, other products will be supported by the SSPC.
Okay. Thanks, Ron.
And Mr. Brochek, there are no further questions.
Okay. Well, thanks, everyone, for taking the time on a Friday afternoon to join us. Hopefully you found this very worthwhile. I know Mary Ellen, excellent job as always. Please, as Mary Ellen said, don't hesitate to call if you need anything, whether it's help with the Alinean tool or help with a sales situation or opportunity. Just pick up the phone and call home. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
And this does conclude today's IBM Tivoli Talk. We thank you for your participation and ask that you have a wonderful day.